is up, everybody? My name is Michael Ponerero, aka Sonic's number one fan, and this is the Bros and Consoles podcast. Now, this week will be a little different. Me and Nathan aren't together to record. Life happens. So this week will be a solo episode with me. Now, I want to do something similar to what I did a couple weeks ago, which was the Hollow Knight retrospective, in a sense. But this week, I want to do something where I look back on my history with a certain game. Now, as you may know, my nickname, hence nickname, is Sonic's number one fan. I like to think that's true, but it's probably not. But you know how much I love Sonic. So with this episode, I want to talk about how much Sonic means to me. Basically, my history with Sonic. My early history with Sonic. The early Sonic games. We'll go Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, anything around that time period. So anything past Sonic Adventure, Sonic Adventure 2, and all that, that will be for another time. I just want to focus on those early, early Sonic games and why they're so important to me and then why they've made me become obsessed with Sonic, basically. So I guess we'll just start. I'll start off by saying, actually, video games have been a huge part of my life for as long as I can remember. You know, fresh out the womb, I had a Sega Genesis controller in my hand, ready to play any game that came my way. Say that's totally true, and just move on. Question it at all. That's fine. But to be honest, my earliest memory I have involved video games. Whether that was playing the first level of Tiny Toon Adventures back on the NES, if you guys know what Tiny Toon Adventures is, you have great taste. I played that over and over and over because I kept dying. I sucked at games then. I suck at games now. Nothing's changed. Or if it was even playing Pokemon Blue all summer long because I needed to find that elusive missing known. Now, I don't know how we found out about this back in the day because the internet wasn't really a thing. Maybe it became word of mouth and it just spread. Maybe. But I don't remember ever like searching this out. I just remember knowing it, which is interesting to think about. But anyway, if it was any of those memories, video games just has been a part of my life forever. But there's been one particular game series that has been so incredibly important to my childhood and my love of this medium that I still get excited when these new games from this series come out. And that game is Cool Spot. You know, that 7-Up logo? The dude with glasses, and he's surfing on the bottle on the ocean, and he's shooting some crabs with that 7-Up fizz, you know? Good old Cool Spot? No. We all know that's not true. We all know what game it is. We all know who it is. It's the blue blur himself, Sonic the Hedgehog. Now, you might be saying, Mike, come on, Sonic, really? And yes, you'd have every right to question this based on Sonic's track record. People don't like the 3D games, and even a bunch of people don't think the 2D games are great. Nathan being one of those people, and that's fine. But you know, they're all wrong. Because personally, I'd argue early Sonic was one of the best video game experiences you can have back then. Totally, totally factual facts I just told you. Factual facts. Yes, that's a phrase. But really, it was important to me. And I remember exactly the first time I played the original Sonic the Hedgehog game. My parents had bought a Genesis game called Six Pack. Now, before I explain what Six Pack is, I'll say I don't remember how we got the Genesis. I may have asked for it. I may have seen it on a commercial or something. But for some reason, All I remember knowing is that we had one in our house, and I played it. But I remember they bought this game called Six Pack at our local Kmart. Yes, Kmart. If you're old enough to know what Kmart is, good on you. But it was a Six Pack was a compilation of six Sega Genesis games. And those games were Golden Axe, Streets of Rage, Columns, Revenge of Shinobi, Super Hang-On, and then the best of them all, Sonic the Hedgehog. Now, all those games on that collection were great. Played the mess out of Golden Axe, played the mess out of Streets of Rage, didn't really play Columns, but it was cool. Super Hang-On was great. Revenge of Shinobi was hard, so I didn't play it as much, but they were all so good. But the one that stuck with me the most, obviously, was Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't know why this one stuck with me the most. I do remember seeing the game and starting it up and then being blown away by the opening screen. It was this cool, retro, pixelated, upbeat music playing. I said pixelated, but you know what I mean. 8-bit music. And then Sonic the Hedgehog appeared in like a Looney Tunes kind of opening. He jumped out of his little logo thing and started waving his finger at me. Almost as if he was saying, you know, Michael, you just made the greatest mistake of your life. And I will now be a part of your life forever. But you know, I looked back at Sonic, even back then, and I said, you know, this isn't a mistake. This is going to be the greatest moment of my life. And will make me who I am today. That's a little deep. And probably not fully accurate, but you know, we'll go with it. But from then on, I played the game all day, playing every level, hearing every song, and seeing the game over screen many, many times. Because as we know, I was garbage at games, as I am now. But from then on, from that day, I had to consume everything Sonic. I think I watched a bunch of the cartoon shows. I had a bunch of shirts, a bunch of action figures. And I eventually played Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which was the next game in the series. Unfortunately, though, I never owned it. Luckily, though, my friend down the street, who was basically my childhood friend all the way until I moved, had it. And we would spend almost every day after school or on the weekend or during summer break, if we weren't at the pool or whatever, playing it. We played other games too, like Golden Axe and all that stuff. But those early years, it was just Sonic. Sonic the Hedgehog 1 and Sonic the Hedgehog 2. I think we'd rotate. He'd be Sonic, then I'd be Tails, and then he'd be Tails and I'd be Sonic. But the co-op wasn't great, so I think we'd just play single player most of the time. Even though you both were still bad at the game. But then we'll say not a couple years later. Within the same time frame, I got my hands on another Sonic game. That was Sonic CD. And that, we didn't have a Saturn or anything, so this was on a CD disc that I played on the PC. I loved the mess out of it. Never beat it, though, I don't think. But the time loop or the time travel thing and then the reverse and future and stuff and the theme song was all great. Then eventually got Sonic Spinball and then Sonic R. And they're all going their own way. Sonic R has probably one of the best Sonic themes, Sonic music, in all Sonic games. I will stand by that point. I will die on that hill. And anyone disagrees, you're wrong. One that really stuck with me and honestly became my favorite Sonic game of all time, and I think it is in my top 10 favorite games of all time too, if I really think about it, was Sonic the Hedgehog 3 or Sonic and Knuckles. This game blew my little kid brain back then. Not only, like I said before, did this game become my favorite Sonic game of all time and one of my favorite games of all time, honestly. But this was the third installment of the Sonic the Hedgehog franchise, mainline franchise. But you also had the chance to play as Knuckles. Now, who's Knuckles? You probably know now. But back then, we were asking, who's Knuckles? Why is he so damn cool looking? And what in the world is an Enchinda? Eventually found out it's like a rodent kind of raccoon animal thing. I know I'm not exactly saying exactly what it is, but along those lines. You know, now I wanted all those answers back then, but I didn't have them. But what I did have was a friend on the street, like my other friend, who had the adapter thing that you could play as Knuckles. Now, guys, if you're not understanding this, Sega back in the late 90s, early 2000s, were making DLCs for their game cartridges and their games. So basically, this was an additional attachment you can attach to the cartridge, and it would double in size, and then you would inject that into the Genesis console insert or cartridge insert area, and you would get a whole new experience. You could play as Knuckles. And I could not process any of this back then. I would be so full of excitement that I would forget to eat. Honestly. It was that bad. Anyway, I had to borrow the adapter, like I said, from my neighbor because he had it. But he was nice enough to let me borrow it all the time. I basically owned it because he didn't use it that much. Or I just kept it for myself and he just never asked for it back. Either way, I played it a lot. Probably too much. But it made me who I am, you know? Anyway, the cool thing about Sonic the Hedgehog 3 was not only its gameplay with Knuckles and all that stuff, but I want to say that one of the biggest things was the music. Oh, the music. If there was a definition of music perfection, it would be the Sonic and Knuckles / Sonic the Hedgehog 3 soundtrack. Now, years later, I learned that it was co-created by Michael Jackson, and it all made sense. The King of Pop did justice to Sonic the Hedgehog and was probably his greatest musical achievement of all time. Forget Thriller, forget Billie Jean, forget all those other Michael Jackson hits. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 soundtrack, which he was never credited for officially, was his greatest musical achievement ever. You heard it here first. Anyway, not only was the music great, but the gameplay felt so polished and refined back then from what it was for the first two games. That's not to say I didn't enjoy the first two games and its gameplay and all that stuff, but Sonic the Hedgehog 3 or Sonic and Knuckles took away the slight sluggish feeling the first two had. The movement of Sonic, and especially Knuckles, felt incredibly smooth. So smooth, I would spread it on some bread and eat it for lunch every day if I could. But Sonic and Knuckles also had my favorite stage in all the Sonic games. Every game, including the modern games, the 2D games, the spin-off games, everything. Battery Hill Zone. Now, Battery Hill Zone is a double-edged sword, unfortunately. Where I love the theme song, and I love the level design, and I love how fast you can move in it a ton, but it's probably the level where I die the most. Now you might be saying, Michael, you've said in the past that you suck at video games, so I would assume that you'd probably be dying a lot in these Sonic games. And you would be correct. But for Battery Hill Zone, I'd probably die twice the normal amount I normally did. Because you're on a flying airship, and you have to you have to be able to time jumps well, you have to be able to avoid bad guys before you fall in the what are those called, those pit of deaths, or fall at the aircraft itself. It's just hard for me, but I still enjoy it. Maybe I'm a secret masochist, and I love suffering through countless game overs. Maybe. We might never know. I don't think I want to know. The world doesn't even know. But you know what it does know? That Sonic and Knuckles is the greatest Sonic game of all time. That's just a fact. Look it up on the internet. It says this is a fact. Right next to it, when you research it. Don't hold me on that. But honestly, I think this is the point in my Sonic love where the obsession grew incredibly big. Like, the previous two games and all the other ones, the obsession was small. I loved it. I wanted to keep playing Sonic stuff and, like, watching Sonic stuff. But this game was the one that really just lit the flame under it and shot up into space. It really was. And if I could, I'd still go back to and play Sonic and Knuckles. But it's not readily available. You would have to buy Genesis and then play the old game, or download it on the PC somehow with ROMs and stuff. There's no real modern-day console where you can play it on. Luckily, Sega is re-releasing it finally after years and years. I think next year. So that game will be played a bunch. But these early years with Sonic really kick-started the love that I have for video games. It really did. And then even into the modern Sonic games, it even more solidified that I made the right choice in choosing to play Sonic the Hedgehog in that six-pack collection. I made the right choice in obsessing over this. I made the right choice in loving Sonic, which everyone should do. I want to leave it with this. I know everyone jokes about Sonic all the time. Me and Nathan joke about Sonic constantly. Back and forth, back and forth. And he's an easy target. He really is. But when it comes down to it, and hopefully I'm not the only one, Sonic the Hedgehog, while his games may not be so good anymore, he may not be the character he once was. To kids like me back then, to even probably teenagers back then, what Sonic meant to them was basically a door being opened into a world we had no idea what it was. A world of video games and friends and worlds and gameplay and music and all this stuff we had no idea existed. But thanks to Sonic, we were able to enter, you know? And in the future, I may continue to joke on Sonic because it's easy, like I said. But deep down, I want you to know that I truly, truly do love Sonic the Hedgehog. Maybe not as much as I once did in my early years when that obsession first started, but he is still one of my favorite video game characters and favorite video game franchises of all time. And honestly, I think he always will be. And when we get to the modern games like Sonic Adventure 1, Sonic Adventure 2, in my teenage years, you'll start to see my love for Sonic change in a way. No longer that kid obsession. It starts changing into, oh man, Sonic is cool. I want to be like Sonic. And that's a whole cringy phrase that I don't want to share, but I probably will. So have that in the back of your mind, because that's a journey we will go on eventually. But at the end here, I want to say, play a Sonic game, you know? Even if it's the 3D ones, even if it's the crappy 06 ones, or the crappy Sonic Boom ones that are broken, or any of the 2D ones. Sonic 1, 2, 3, Sonic & Knuckles, Sonic Spinball, CD, Sonic R. Just play it. Give it a chance. Embrace the coolness that is Sonic. And let it consume your life. Like it did mine. And you know what? You'll turn out great. But that's all I got for you guys today. It was on the shorter side, like we mentioned, or I mentioned. But next week, we should be back together, me and Nathan, to record another episode. The whole normal spiel, updates, news, quizzes, all that good stuff. But in the meantime, you guys have a good week. Play some video games. Enjoy some Sonic media. And talk to you guys later. Peace.